Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning, and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial right here on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you so much for joining us on your Sunday morning. We're a radio show that's all about health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Sean Whitfield, filling in for Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World. And joining me, as he always does here on Vital Health Radio, is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and Chief of Staff of CHI Memorial, Georgia. Good morning, Dr. Green.
And good morning, Sean. Thank you so much for being here on this beautiful Sunday morning. You're right. I'm sure especially you are missing our good friend Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World. Yes, Ed, I put that plug in for you if you're listening, so since you couldn't do it. As you said, I'm Dr. Green, Christopher Green. I'm the Chief of Staff of CHI Memorial, Georgia. I've been a family doctor here in Northwest Georgia for, 25 years or so, with a family tradition going back over 150 years. It's just a great honor. We've got some great people to work with. I want to throw out a shout out to CHI Memorial. Not only are they a sponsor of the show, but they're also growing leaps and bounds in Northwest Georgia with everything they're doing at CHI Georgia. So, you know, now three different spots you can go to receive healthcare from a hospital standpoint. You know, you've got Hickson, Memorial Maine downtown, and then CHI Memorial Georgia. And people will see a lot of growth over the coming years. And I'm just so proud of what they're doing. Let me throw this out that, you know, right now CHI Memorial is able to give you a clearer picture of your health with four imaging centers located in Chattanooga, Hickson, Ooltewah, and Georgia. CHI Memorial is one of the most convenient places for MRIs, CT scans, ultrasounds, and x-rays. All you have to do is call 423-495-6000, and you can find the imaging center nearest you. So thank you, CHI Memorial.
That's right. CHI Memorial so much for being a part of Vital Health Radio. And not only are they one of the top healthcare facilities here in the tri-state area, but all across this country, they rank very high among some of the national statistics of healthcare facilities. So we want to thank those folks as well as all of our great sponsors. Also, too, we've got a brand new website that we want to encourage you to check out, vitalhealthradio.com. That's vitalhealthradio.com, hosted by Avalon Design. And it's a website that tells you a little bit about what this show's about. It tells you a little bit more about Dr. Christopher Green and Ed Jones, and you can also catch all the past shows.
You know, that's true. Actually, you know, LHC, Louisiana Healthcare, is one of our sponsors, and I know they were listening to their show from a corporate standpoint. A lot of them were listening this past week, and I was encouraged to hear that.
Yeah, so you can just pull it up on your smartphone or tablet or computer, and you can listen to past shows of Vital Health Radio. So if there's been a show that you've heard here on the program and you want to go back and hear it again, maybe you didn't catch something, or you remember Dr. Green making some points that you wish you would have had an opportunity to write them down, but you couldn't because you were driving, or maybe some points that Ed's made. And the reason I mention it like this is because I have done that. I have been driving down the road on my way to church on Sunday morning and heard some various points that both of them made, and it's given me the opportunity to go back when I got to my desk at my office and listen to the show again.
It's easy to navigate as well. I like the pictures, and it tells you what was on the show. Very easy.
Yeah, so I want to thank the folks at Avalon Design for helping us bring that to all of you out there listening to Vital Health Radio. Ed Jones will be back here again with us next week. He is enjoying some much-needed vacation time from the beach, so we hope he's enjoying himself, and he will be back here next Sunday morning.
I feel most certain he is enjoying himself, Sean, and I just wonder if he's going to come back from the beach, so that's a question.
Well, you know, I think his daughter, Katie, is probably going to make sure he comes back because she needs him here to help her operate Nutrition World. So
you're probably correct.
He's not going to probably be able to be gone very long. But Dr. Green, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, and we'll just take a couple of minutes to discuss this, you know, it's getting into that time of year where flu season is approaching us, and I guess for some, flu season is already here. I've been hearing of more people that I know that are dealing with sinus infections and flu and some sickness. And I've always wondered, the flu shot. I've never taken the flu shot before.
You're kidding me. Never.
Never. I'm 50 years old, never taken the flu shot. And I've always been apprehensive because I hear folks like Ed say not to. But, and I've heard your point in the past, but I want to ask you again. I want to see if you can convince me that this is what I need to do this year. Tell myself and all of our listeners out there again your views on getting the flu shot.
Well, first, we're not going to have enough time on this segment to get to all of my views, and we're not going to get into the issue of thimerosal, mercury, anything like that. I'll just have to let Ed bring that up on a later show.
Yeah, we can talk about that maybe next week.
Yeah, maybe next week. So, you know, what I hear the most commonly in the office is people who say, well, I've gotten one shot, and that year I got the flu, so it gave me the flu. The flu shot cannot give you influenza. It's physically impossible. So, you know, any more than, say, having a piece of a Ferrari is going to magically construct a Ferrari in your garage by the next morning. It's just not going to happen. Yes, you can be allergic to the flu shot, so that would be one reason not to do that. Flu shots can be made with eggs, so, you know, egg allergy may predispose you to an allergic reaction, so you probably wouldn't want to do that. But otherwise, if you go out in public, you probably want to get your flu shot. There's a different one for those under 65 and over 65, over 65 or 65 and older, to be more accurate, is a higher dose. But yes, I would recommend that everybody get the flu shot. I'm required by Tennessee state law to get the flu shot, so I don't have a choice, or I have to work with a mask all winter, which I refuse to do. Mm-hmm. And since we started seeing cases of both A and B influenza over a month ago, it's already out in the community. And so far, the cases I've seen, they're sick, but not terribly sick. And I would imagine most of these people that have it are going about their normal daily business, going to church, shaking your hand, handling things at Walmart that you come behind. So if you want added protection, I would still recommend having the flu shot. Yes, it's only going to give you partial protection. Each year we know as we go into it, I don't know the stats on it yet because we're too early into the season, but you may only be looking at a 40 to a 50% protection. Some years are better, some are worse, but the CDC and the World Health Organization do the best they can to predict which viruses are going to be endemic and pandemic in the coming year, and then manufacture the flu shot based on those. It's an educated guess, but some protection is better than none. If you were going into a war zone, would you not wear body armor simply because it's not going to protect you from everything? No, I'll take my body armor, thank you very much. Yeah. And so I'll take any protection. 40%, I'll take it.
Well, I appreciate your comments on that, and you're right. This is a subject we don't have very long to talk about because we need to get into the spiritual moment here in just a second. But, folks, it's already out there. Dr. Green just mentioned he's already seeing patients in his office that are dealing with the flu. So take it serious and learn as much as you can about the flu shot in other ways. And of course, you'll be able to hear a lot of conversation in upcoming shows with Dr. Green and with Ed Jones, giving you both their perspectives on dealing with the flu, because their perspectives are very different. And you can hear both, and then you can decide. So, Dr. Green, we're going to change things up a little bit. Normally, we do the spiritual moment at the end of the show, but in today's show, we're going to do it here at the beginning. So, if you would, share with us today's spiritual moment brought to you by our friends at Silverdale Baptist Church.
Well, thank you, Sean, very much. And as always, if you want to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. We'll start with a couple of verses. First Mark chapter 6, verse 31. Then because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, and this is Jesus talking, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." Next, Psalm chapter 62, verse 1. "Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him." We've all experienced fatigue. Vince Lombardi once said, "Fatigue makes cowards of us all." Sometimes the end of a really hard day comes, and with it the end of our supply of energy, and also the end of our courage for whatever the next day may hold. Elijah, a prophet of Israel, was a strong man of God, unafraid to face conflict. He had recently fiercely confronted hundreds of Queen Jezebel's priests. When Queen Jezebel learned of all the trouble he was causing her priests, she threatened to take his life. One would have expected Elijah to boldly face her, but he turned and ran. After running for a day, he sat down under a tree and cried out to God, "It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life." He was physically, emotionally, and spiritually exhausted. Immediately after that desperate prayer, God sent an angel who fed him and let him get some sleep. Well, perhaps your journey in life has become too much for you to handle, and maybe you're telling God that you've had enough. Go and take care of your body. Get a solid, healthy meal or a good night's rest. We most certainly have our limitations, and it can be amazing how a bit of rest can change our perspective, allowing us to experience peace rather than an overwhelming anxiety. And then perhaps our strength and courage will return. I'm going to close with Jesus' words from John chapter 14, verse 27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Sean?
All right. Thank you, Dr. Green. And of course, on today's program, we're going to do things a little bit different. Coming up in the second and third part of today's show, Ed Jones will be here with us on Vital Health Radio along with Dr. Christopher Green. And we had both them here in the CHI Memorial Studio a few days ago and brought some guests in and gave them an opportunity to talk with them. And so we're going to be bringing those segments into today's show. And then at the end of the show, I'll be back with you with Dr. Christopher Green. And we've got a special guest, Lisa Miller, and she is with the organization Out of the Darkness Walk Chattanooga. And the subject matter is suicide. And suicide is something that a lot of us don't like to talk about. And it's a subject that's a huge problem in the state of Tennessee. I think a lot of you will be very, very surprised at the statistics of just what a problem it is in the state of Tennessee, but not only that, all
Absolutely.
Across the country.
Absolutely.
So we'll be talking about that and talking about how you can have a way here in Chattanooga to support the efforts of suicide prevention. So we've got all that here in today's show. So again, we want to thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your day. We come back, we'll have Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. For Dr. Christopher Green here in the CHI Memorial Studio, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back again with my good partner friend, Dr. Christopher Green, and today we are discussing a very interesting topic to me with Danielle Killifer. She's a registered dietitian, and she's has some great life stories and experience on healing and health, and today I want to talk to her about a machine called an OndaMed, and I have been personally involved in many types of, I guess you would call machines, as far as energy medicine. Maybe the purpose, of course, is to recreate the ability in the body and the spark that we were initially given when we were born for healing. We tend to lose this as we age and due to many multiple reasons. And so I'm very intrigued by this conversation, and welcome, Danielle.
Oh, hi, Ed. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, I know many, many years ago, I did have the opportunity to utilize the machine that you're going to be discussing called an OndaMed. Can you explain to people in some bullet points exactly what this is and what it means?
Sure. OndaMed actually stands for wave medicine. It is a biofeedback machine. It is registered actually by the FDA. It is a machine that's actually been around for, well, since 1994. It originated in Germany. And it came to the States around 2002. So it has been in the States for some time now. But the primary market, I would say, has been in Europe. So still today, and not a whole lot of people know about OnDemand in the States.
What, you know, how does it actually work? What's the mechanism of action of this machine?
Okay, so OnDemand actually works. It uses very specific or, highly focused pulsed electromagnetic fields or frequencies. It uses these fields to actually scan the body for any kind of dysfunction or disorder. And the neat thing about OnDemand is that as it's scanning the body for these dysfunctions, it's actually able to stimulate the body to get those tissues to heal on their own, like you were talking about.
I the word PEMF is seemed to be growing in popularity because it's almost, this is a crude analogy, but it's like taking your computer or car in and they're hooking it up to another computer and analyzing what's out of balance and then helping the physical body get back in balance so that it runs healthy again. Is that about right?
Right. Yeah. I like to say that OnDemand actually, it's kind of like the first thing that tips the domino, you know, to kind of get the cascade of healing going for the body. It's a great stimulus.
You know, that I love the domino analogy also, because so often, you know, we try to define something that happened in our life that created poor health, but many times it is there's a tipping point, but then all these other things happen and we still never really get to the root reason and the root imbalance in order to fix and heal ourselves. And this is certainly a place where, you know, mainstream thinking is very uncomfortable at times because we're dealing with something that can't be looked at on a blood test. You can't x-ray it. And when you speak of things like out of balance energy systems, I mean, you know, thousands of years ago, they spoke of chakras and, you know, they did different rituals even without any understanding of energy systems. And people got well often because of that. And so tell me, because I actually don't remember, it's probably been 20 years ago when I had my OnDemand treatment. I went to a gentleman in Cleveland and did it. How does this work? How does a person get hooked up to it? How long does it take? And how much does it cost if they chose to come get a treatment from you?
Okay, so with OnDemand, I love it because it's very non-invasive. It's very gentle. It's actually very subtle. But the person is actually fully clothed. They're very comfortable. It's just sitting in a chair or lying down. The patient is then asked to put on a neck applicator, which is connected to the OnDemand machine. And a practitioner will be running through the dial of different frequencies. There's very, like I said, very specific pulsed electromagnetic fields that the practitioner is actually able to dial up. And as she is doing that, she is checking the patient's radial pulse for any changes. Any increase in a person's pulse would indicate that there's some kind of underlying dysfunction or disorder connected to that very specific frequency. As I said, too, as we're scanning the body looking for this dysfunction, once we can indicate that there is a dysfunction related to that specific field, we can then hone in on that specific field to really get a more focused, a more direct, create a vibration within that area of the body that is having the dysfunction. So a session lasts for about an hour, and it is $125 an hour or for a session. The amount of sessions needed for a patient to maintain wellness really depends on the person, but it also depends on the disease process or the disorder or the dysfunction going on within the body. You know, some people feel better immediately. Others may not feel anything. Like myself, honestly, I didn't really feel a whole lot. I knew I was sleeping more deeply at night after each session, after each therapy, but it wasn't until the fourth on-demand session that I had that it was like a light bulb went off. I just felt amazing. You know, I had done so many things to heal my gut and, you know, rid myself of chronic back pain and insomnia and depression, all these things, but I still I kind of hit a wall in my healing, and so I just really struggled with fatigue, and that was kind of the one thing that I was still left with. And then after that fourth on-demand session, I just felt like, you know, I had so much energy. I had my spark for life back, and that was when I knew this was something I wanted to invest in.
Wow, what a great story. And if people are just tuning in, we are talking to Danielle Killifer about a machine called OnDemed, which has to do with energy medicine, creating the spark of healing that so many of us have found diminished in our life as we go through different times and certainly as we are aging. I told someone this week at the store that was asking me about their health. I said, Father Time can be devastating, and it truly is. Yeah. If we don't do something to help maintain a balance, you're going to fall off the tightrope.
And
things like OnDemed and these types of therapies, which number one, everything I talk about in my own personal and business life, I weigh risk against benefit out. It doesn't matter whether it's a nutrient, an herb, a medicine, an exercise. Well, the risk and benefit with something like this, the risk is minimal to nothing. Is that correct?
Yes, you're absolutely right. With OnDemed, like I said, it's very subtle. It's very gentle. It's very non-invasive. You can overdo anything, so you know you still want to go slow. If you were to overdo it, because say you're a sensitive person, you would just maybe have, and say maybe you're struggling with detoxing, then you may be feeling those effects from not being able to detox what your body is trying to eliminate.
Yeah, and I have certainly experienced that because I am and I've said it before, Chattanooga's guinea pig on almost everything holistic, and I, you know, many people use the word weird.
Do you get a discount everywhere for being the guinea pig, Ed?
I should. I'm going to start asking for that because I, you know, there's nothing I won't try, and I think it's part of what I should do because people want someone who has experienced unusual and different kind of therapies, and I'm certainly that. I mean, you know, there's not a pill I've not taken nutritionally, and there's hardly a therapy I haven't done. But saying, going back to this thing about detoxing, I know for a fact that if I do certain energy works that are maybe too aggressive at the moment, I will feel a little overburdened. I will feel more fatigued. I might have actually more aches and pains, but that is a healing process when you talk of the language of energy medicine. So it actually is positive, not negative. Now, if I eat something that's unhealthy or I would take a drug that was not my friend, that's a different concept of feeling bad. That one is something I internalize and I make better choices. But as far as energy medicine, I'm huge about this because I feel like it's like the soil and we're recreating healthy soil.
Yeah, and Daniel, I'm kind of curious, and if you have something to say on Ed's topic, that's great, but I'm curious some of the common ailments or complaints that you may treat with this. I mean, that's something that I would like to know as a medical provider.
Sure, yeah. It's great wherever there's inflammation in the body, and as we know, almost everyone has some type of inflammation going on with all the stress that we're under and, you know, all the toxins in the environment. And the way that OnDemed is marketed is for pain. It's great for any kind of sleeping, you know, for people who maybe have trouble sleeping. It improves circulation. But I mean, it's really able to do so much more than that. And actually, one thing that I do want to make note of is that I really think it's great, you know, because I am a dietitian. You know, you can be eating a wonderful, you know, healthy diet, but sometimes it's not always getting into the cells. And that's one thing that I think is wonderful about OnDemed is that it actually helps those nutrients get into the cells. And in just any metabolic process, it's going to really help with that. And I love the fact that also that OnDemed is personalized, you know, that it's very individual. It's real-time therapy that we can take a real-time assessment of what's going on in your body at that given time. And the fact that it's a two-in-one step process, like I mentioned, that it's scanning, it's assessing and stimulating at the same time.
One thing I love about it is because of the type of machine it is, and I've used many of those, this is the only one that is personalized like you are doing, where you actually get feedback and then you readjust the type of of energy that's being applied to the body. And, you know, OnDemed is spelled O-N-D-A-M-E-D for those who want to Google it. If someone wants to contact you for an appointment, I will say we will have your cards at Nutrition World on Lee Highway if they forget this. But how could they contact you if they wanted to after this show?
Yeah, they can go to my website at nutropathica.com. That's www.nutropathica.com, nutropathica.com.
All right, that sounds wonderful, and I wish you the very best. I know we are in discussion that you perhaps may be locating at least part of your practice at Nutrition World Wellness. So please, everyone, check with us on that if you would like. And it's already time for us to take another break. And when we come back, we will be discussing more about your health, nutrition, and healing with Dr. Green. This is Ed Jones. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we are speaking today with Grant Smith with the True Wellness Integrative Medicine located here in Chattanooga. And our topic is the use of stem cells. And before I introduce him, let me make a personal comment. You know, I don't know if the people who know me know that I've spent my entire life, adult-wise, really searching, learning, and trying to educate myself in the field of nutrition, holistic wellness, and have a great, sincere belief that the human body has true magic as far as being resilient and also being able to rehabilitate itself in many cases, but only if we help it. It doesn't happen on its own. We have to look into the area of nutrition, wellness, the environment people are living under, the activities, the mental state. It's a very big picture, and that's where Dr. Green and I, we speak of that constantly because we both believe in that. But the stem cell topic, of course, many times the stem cell titles are referring to anti-aging medicine because stem cells are something that is inherent in us from birth and even before, and it has a magic ability to heal many things in the body. But today we're going to be talking with Mr. Grant Smith about the use of injectable stem cells to keep this machine running for an extra couple decades joint-wise. So welcome, Mr. Smith, to our show.
Thank you, Ed. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you are a patient advocate at True Wellness Integrative Medicine, and, you know, tell listeners just real quickly, what is a stem cell?
A stem cell is a cell that is already present in our body from the time of birth. They're more potent as when we're young, they begin to become utilized and become less numerous in our body as we age. Stem cell is basically a cell that has the ability to become other cells in the body. Thus, if you were to inject a stem cell into a joint, it has the ability to become that tissue and regenerate that tissue.
And that is a very important defining words for what a stem cell is, because you can't take an adult liver cell and expect it to do anything but be a liver cell. But the stem cell, being of its immature origin, has the flexibility to turn into what the body needs. I mean, this is Star Trek stuff, I really know, and it is the future of, you know, longevity medicine, if nothing else. And because I hear so many health stories at Nutrition World, because we have people, you know, 200 plus people a day, and many of them certainly share their health life with me, I have had more than a few people who have had, you know, potential. They thought they needed a hip replacement or knee replacement or shoulder things, and they have traveled to get a stem cell injection. And I will say I've had some very positive feedback. Now, I did not realize that Chattanooga had this, because actually Chattanooga hasn't had it that long. And so many people were having to spend a lot more money in the travels and going other places. But so to tell us, like, what would a patient do if like me, if I have my knee and it continues to hurt, there's nothing, you know, totally injured about it. It's more basically worn out or wearing out, and the nutrients help, but they're not giving me the kind of relief I want. What would a patient, or give me an example of what someone would do and the results they might anticipate?
Sure, Ed. A patient would come into our office, meet with our medical team, do a medical examination of the degenerated joint, the area they say makes them suffer the most. We would do some x-rays of the area, measure the joint, ensure that they're a candidate for stem cell therapy. And as long as there's some space remaining in that joint, then they're a good candidate for stem cell therapy. From there, they would decide if they wanted to do the therapy or not. It's an outpatient procedure, so as soon as you do the injection, you can get back to doing what you like to do. No high-impact stuff for a week. But if you want to go for a bike ride or get out in the garden and plant some flowers, you can go right back to doing that. Go back to work, whatever you want to do. From there, we're just going to follow up with you for a year. So I will follow up with you a day, a week, a month, 6 months out. We'll give you a booster shot at 6 months out if you feel like you need one. A year out, we're going to do another x-ray of that joint and ensure that you've seen some tissue growth in that joint. If you just think for a second about your body being a VHS tape, for example, and you've utilized your joint and you're in the credits, you're at the end credits of the movie, and you feel like you don't have anything left in that tape, stem cells basically are hitting the rewind button. So you may get half of the tape back, the whole tape back. You see some regeneration in that joint, and you can use it for extra years.
Out of curiosity, as far as how quickly someone might see benefit from this, is it more immediate? Does it take a month, 3 months? What is an average time that people might see benefit?
That's a good question, Dr. Green. It's going to vary. So we have we had a 90-year-old lady come into the office, and she was about a phase two level of degeneration, so she still had some joint spacing left. And after her injection, it was about a month later that she started to see some results. We had another lady come in the office who was 60, who was closer to a phase three, but still had some joint spacing left. She had a lot more severe pain, lack of range of motion, had a hard time getting out of bed in the morning. Her husband was having to tie her shoes. She got the injection and called us the next day with an increased range of motion, a decrease in inflammation, and said she was actually able to do some things she hadn't been able to do for years. So it varies. Ed, one of the big things I would point to for this is it varies on your nutrition. You know, if you're eating a high inflammation diet, then that would be something you'd want to look at too.
Well, and I love you making that point, because many of these therapies, and I know we had, Dr. Green and I had talked to about a company, edwave.com, on erectile dysfunction. And I have talked to the people, many of the patients of that, and so much of the results will still come back to the general vitality and health of the patient. You can't take a car with 200,000 miles that's been wrecked and expect to rehabilitate it as easy as you do a car that's, you know, been taken care of. So I appreciate that comment, because it is so true. And, you know, I'm all about that. So if you are just tuning in, you're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake, and we are talking to Grant Smith about stem cells. My question Mr. Grant Smith, is this. I'm 61. I don't have chronic pain, but my knees are not what they used to be, and they're not supposed to be. I don't want to wait too long, and I don't want to do it too early. And in a perfect world, I mean, in a perfect Ed Jones world, why would I not want to pursue getting an injection in each knee right now? Is that foolish, or what am I talking about?
The prime thing is, the main thing we want to consider, Ed, is to make sure we do what's right for you. And that's really the biggest thing at the end of the day, is if you have something that's bothering you, to make it feel better, to get you back to doing some of the things that you want to do. If you want to come in the office, it's an elective procedure. If you want to get both knees done, you can do that. If we look at your knees and say, hey, your right knee is, you're a candidate for this in your right knee, but you're not in your left knee, we'll let you know that. We have had to turn away patients because they were so degenerated, and at that point, we refer them to an orthopedic surgeon.
Well, I had just thinking about listening to this and thinking of Ed getting his injection, which will probably come up sometime soon. He likes to try everything, I've learned. So if Ed goes and gets his injection, I'm curious, Grant, what would be the risk, if there is any, of having an adverse reaction, and what might that be? Have you seen like an autoimmune response, somebody rejecting the stem cells, or where the stem cells actually attack the body, anything like that?
Dr. Green, one of the things that's really awesome about stem cells is they're immunoprivileged. So what that means is we derive our stem cells from the Wharton's jelly of the umbilical cord. What we know about those multipotent mesenchymal stem cells is that the immunoprivilege means is a woman, when a woman gets pregnant with a child, there's no immune response, or very rarely there is, and they have to have a shot for that. But they test these stem cells. They do blood work on the parents before to make sure there's no genetic issues or any diseases. And then when they pull those stem cells, because they're immunoprivileged, there is no immune response to anyone. So there's zero recorded rejections or side effects.
No Rh reactions, anything like that?
Rh reaction, you're talking about the shot that a woman would have
right.
to get. Yeah. So those stem cells, you wouldn't pull from that.
Okay. So yeah, that I started thinking about it, and it's theoretically possible. So I was curious. So if you're doing informed consent, you don't even have to mention that?
We do. Yeah.
You still mention it.
I go over everything.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I was curious if it's so unheard of that you don't even mention it, but you still mention the theoretical possibility.
There's no recorded issues to date of any stem cells that have been injected of any side effect.
That's incredible.
That is incredible. Now, being the not skeptic, but being the overly cautious person that sometimes I am about medical procedures, you know, I have to say that, and I'm sure some people will think this, you know, is there a small teeny chance of disease being passed on that we will not know for 5 to 10 years because of the action of these cells? I mean, what steps are taken to ensure that we are getting a clean product?
Sure. As I mentioned before, the mother and the father are tested to ensure that there are no diseases, that they come from healthy, that there's no chronic diseases, there's a good family history there. They do that before and after the donation, and the stem cells aren't given as a product until after those are tested and ensure that there's no issues.
And all of this is being derived from the United States or outside the country?
That's derived from the United States. So as a woman, if she were pregnant and going to give birth, then she would be asked, do you want to donate your tissue for science? As a matter of fact, Ed, 9 years ago, I stored my own son's umbilical cord. And at the time, I was told that the umbilical tissue could be used to treat cancer, traumatic brain injuries, other diseases that myself or my wife would have. So even 9 years ago, they knew that there was some potential for this. Mm. And now we know that you can derive stem cells from that umbilical cord and use it on anyone because they're immunoprivileged.
How long can you keep that in a frozen state and be active?
They are going to hold his for 18 years.
Oh, at that point, then it probably becomes too old to utilize?
I wouldn't say it is too old. It's cryopreserved. That's just the amount that we paid $6,000-something to have his preserved for that time.
Oh, really? How interesting. You know, you've really got me fired up about pursuing this for myself. I may need to borrow some money from Dr. Green, but
I don't think they had stem cell saving like this when we had our kids. I think that's a new technology. So.
Absolutely.
Yes, we don't have that.
So again, go back over cost and how a patient and client could contact you. So tell me how much per joint it would be. For if I were going to do this next week, what would it cost me?
Sure. A single joint ed is $4,200. It's a cash price. It's an elective procedure. It's not covered by insurance. Because of the office cost is down, if you come in and you do two joints or three joints, your cost goes down from there. And we go over, I go over all that in a seminar. You can sign up for a seminar at tencell.com, T-E-N-N-C-E-L-L.com. You can call our office at 423-475-6438. You can ask for me, Grant, and I'd be happy to go over anything with you, give you more information.
Just thinking, if you have two knees, you said the cost goes down for the second. What would be the cost if you, say, did both knees?
$7,250.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So that's... I need to start saving and quit drinking as much Starbucks in the morning, I guess, and put a little bit back. As far as, do you think down the road you will be involving yourself with stem cells from an anti-aging standpoint on the entire body, or is this the focus you will continue to be at?
This is probably the focus we'll continue to be at. I see it growing in the industry, in the dermatology industry and everything. I see some stem cells continuing to grow. They're using it for hair growth and all kinds of different things at this point. And one of the other things I wanted to mention about pricing is that there are options in the office if you can't afford that upfront cost. There's financing options. We finance in the office. We have a third-party financing. We haven't had anyone come in that's been turned down for that. So.
Wow, you really got me excited, and it's been wonderful conversation with Mr. Grant Smith on stem cells, but it's time for us to take another break. And when we come back, Dr. Green and myself will be discussing more and more about your health. So for Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download that free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We're a radio show that's all about health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Sean Whitfield, filling in for the legendary Ed Jones, along with Dr. Christopher Green. And Dr. Green, it's been a fun and entertaining, outstanding show today so far.
You know, it has, Sean, and it's been a lot of fun to have you here. I miss Ed, of course, and I'm certainly not as legendary as Ed, but...
Your name is kind of new to a lot of the folks at Chattanooga because you've always had your roots in Northwest Georgia.
Yeah, that's true, but it's just been so much fun to be with you today.
Well, I'm glad that I could come in and join you. And, of course, Ed is taking some time off enjoying the beach, so he will be back here again next week. All right, Dr. Green, we are going to move into a subject that we've never really talked about here on Vital Health Radio, and it's a subject that is so important. It's a subject that many people oftentimes don't talk about because they don't feel comfortable talking about it. It's something that it's a conversation and a subject that some people may feel embarrassed about, or just a lot of reasons.
That's true.
That go through people's mind of maybe why they wouldn't want to talk about this next subject, and that's suicide. Is there anything you'd like to add to that? Have you found that in your practice in talking to folks?
Thankfully, it's something we actually do talk with people about on a regular basis. So I guess after doing this job for almost 30 years, I don't have any problem bringing that subject up with patients, so I'm not uncomfortable. However, I would agree with you that in general, the public doesn't like to talk about suicide, much less, to me, easier topics like depression or anxiety, but we've been taught in school, and I find it to be true, that bringing the subject up does not cause someone to go out and commit suicide. So A lot of people don't want to bring it up, or even, gosh, medical students, they think, wow, if you're depressed and I ask you if you're going, if you're thinking of suicide, that may make you go do it. No, that's not really true, but it's a subject that we should feel comfortable. I mean, think how common that is. I think we'll talk about some of the statistics, but just in the state of Tennessee, it's the second leading cause of death in ages 25 to 34. So unfortunately, it's much more prevalent than what most of us think. And probably most of us have been touched in one way or another, even remotely, by a suicide of a friend or a colleague. I know I have, thankfully, rarely, but it's something we need to be comfortable discussing, as well as feelings of depression or anxiety. And hopefully by talking about it on the show, we will open that door up and decrease that risk and rate.
Yeah, I hope so. And it is mind-boggling when you look at some of the statistics, and we'll get into that with our next guest. And I want to introduce our guest, and she is joining us on the Penzel Hotline, and that is Lisa Miller, and she represents the Out of the Darkness Walk of Chattanooga. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you
so much for joining us. And Dr. Green, I've come to know Lisa over the last few years, and she opened my eyes up to this topic of suicide. And then I have a very dear friend that lost her son several years ago to suicide, and I'm seeing how it's just been so devastating in her life. And so I've continued to, open my eyes up to the fact that, hey, there's some other people that I know that have been affected with suicide. And I just think it's wonderful what Lisa's doing. And I wanted to have Lisa join us this morning. And Lisa, if you would, just start off, tell us about how you came into starting this organization called Out of the Darkness Walk Chattanooga, and also you're doing your mission in conjunction with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
Yeah. I want to just say that I got into this because of another lady. This other lady, Holly Sanders, here in Chattanooga, lost her brother in 2006 to suicide. And she had heard about the walks in 2008 through the AFSP. And so her and her parents started the first walk in Chattanooga for the Out of the Darkness for suicide prevention. And my mother committed suicide in 2002. I struggled with it for years, and I always felt like, probably in the same predicament my mom did, just struggled with a little bit of depression and anxiety and just didn't know how to handle it. And when I did finally feel like I could do something about it, I met up with Holly, and we and two other ladies started to kind of partner together in making this walk more visual to people. So that's basically how I got started. Is, like I say, my mom, we lost her in 2002, and not knowing how to, navigate through depression and feelings of loss and, despair. I mean, you really despair after your parent, does something like this. You are lost. You can't even imagine how they could have done this, why they could have done this. And it's still, years later, I'm still, in that question mode, which it leads you kind of unearthed.
Lisa, did it take you years to be able to just wrap your mind around what had happened and to where you could even begin to even talk about it?
Yeah, without having, just hysterical breakdowns and stuff, because I mean, it's your mom, and especially for some of these adults with their children, I just can't tell you the feelings inside that you have. It's really hard to articulate what you feel, and it's like a daily thing. Like, I can be going along my day just great nowadays, and all of a sudden something hits me, and I'm like, okay, that's just a moment, it's going to move past me. So it's still a struggle today for myself, and my sisters.
Mm-hmm. Well, what made you decide to get involved and start to bring this out to the public and start talking about it?
Mm-hmm. Feeling like I found a little bit of hope. Hope in getting through a day was a big deal to me. Smiling again, I found hope in, good things that were happening still around me, and feeling like, I don't want anybody to ever feel like they can't come and talk to me or talk about it with me, because you got to talk about it so that, you know, you don't feel that same way. So, yeah, I felt like I need to be doing something, anything. And when I saw that first walk here in town, I was like, I'm in.
Well, when you begin to talk about it with people, did you start to find out that, hey, this is something that more people are dealing and affected with than I ever realized?
Yeah, because I don't know if you guys realize this or not, but suicide touches 1 in 5 American families.
No,
that's a crazy stat.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1 in 5 American families.
Wow.
So there's a lot of, I mean, you just look at the stats and you're really like, Dr. Green said it's the second leading cause of ages 25 to 34. Well, how about this? It's the third leading cause of death from ages 15 to 24.
Mm-hmm.
Our youngsters, our young people feel that weight on them and they feel like this is the option, you know? And that is just, it's extremely sad to me. Yes. You know,
why do you feel like that this subject doesn't get talked about or promoted enough?
A lot of times we hear, especially going into schools, they don't want education about it because they feel like it ups the thought process on kids actually, you know, committing suicide. And I just can't fathom educating kids that there's hope out there and that they have people that they can call or talk to is going to make them feel like they need to do it.
So that would be like the leaders of the schools feel that way?
That's my understanding. You know, through the, we partner with the Tennessee chapter. We've got a representative that we partner with, and she says it is hard to get into the schools because they feel like it's going to, you know, start a domino effect of suicides among kids.
Yeah, and that does go directly against what we're taught in medical school. It's the exact opposite from what we hear. Bring the subject up, talk about it, you're going to decrease the incidence probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you figure, you know, on average, one person dies by suicide every 8 hours in our state.
Yeah, it's staggering statistics. And, of course, you mentioned about the third leading 15-24. Dr. Green mentioned second leading 25-34. And then you think about, well, our older adults, it's the
mm-hmm.
ninth leading cause of death in the state of Tennessee, age 55-64, and 16th leading cause of deaths, ages mm-hmm. 65 and older. So this is a subject that can affect people at any age. It's just our young people are the ones that are at much more risk of this, you know, being a choice that they make.
Mm-hmm.
And before we run out of time, Lisa, I would like for you to share with us an event that you've got coming up on October the 7th of how people in Chattanooga can show their love to give back to an effort that you're in, a mission that you're working on.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Out of the Darkness Walk is on October 7th. It's at the Enterprise South Nature Center. It is from 12 to 2. And really the walk is coordinated for one reason. It's to raise awareness about the importance of health issues and mental health. It all ties in together with the research. So we feel like if even, you know, it's free to walk. You register just because we, you know, want you to be a participant, but there's no cost involved. People can start a team even, and we do raise donations for those that would like, but it mostly it's just a coming together and networking of people that have been affected that feel like, you know, they need to talk with someone. At least we're there. For those 2 hours, they know that there's somebody going to be around that wants to talk about this, that we're okay to talk about it and cry about it and, you
Lisa,
know, try to figure out some things to do about it.
I'm curious, do you know any easy resources for people, either for someone thinking about suicide or someone who is suffering from a relative suicide, resources they may reach out to?
There's a lot of resources in terms of, I'll be honest with you, in Chattanooga, it's a tough game because there isn't a whole lot of resources unless you're going to a therapist or you're talking, you know, the national hotline is there for the AFSP. And, you know, just making a call, you know, is basically the biggest resource we have. In Chattanooga, we're still trying to connect dots, you know, people that can help other people. But basically, it's just the AFSP, you know, .org has a lot of wealth of information on, you know, how to contact this person or how to contact this facility or, you know, but there's not a whole lot in Chattanooga, to be honest with you guys.
Yeah, and to add to what Lisa is saying, Dr. Green, you can go to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. They have what they call a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline that is 1-800-273-TALK. 1-800-273-TALK, that's 8255. Or you can text the crisis text line, texting TALK to 741741. And you can, of course, get this information from the AFSP.com website, which is the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
Well, so, thank you both. That's valuable.
So certainly valuable and very important information. Lisa, the event, Out of the Darkness Walk Chattanooga, October the 7th. For folks that want to get signed up and participate, how may they do that?
They'll go on to the AFSP.org site. They'll pick, it'll say Out of the Darkness Walks, and then it'll have locations. And you just click on the Chattanooga Walk, and you can register right there.
Okay, so very simple. Go to AFSP, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention website. Just click on the bottom tab, which shows Community Walk, and go right to Chattanooga, and you can get signed up for this great event. And of course, Lisa, we can't go without recognizing some of your outstanding partners, one of those which is EPB Fiber Optics.
Yeah, I was really floored when they said, yes, we're going to sponsor this walk this year. You know, I was thankful.
Yeah,
thankful that
great.
People are in the community, especially business communities, wanting to talk about it.
Is there anyone else you'd like to recognize before we let you go?
You know, just Holly Sanders and her family for just, you know, bringing this walk to Chattanooga years ago and still finding hope that they're doing a great job in allowing our city to talk about this.
Yeah, well, that's outstanding and a great thing that entire family has done for the folks of Chattanooga. So, Lisa, thank you for all you do. This also, we got to give a tremendous amount of credit to your efforts. And we'll have you back in the near future and talk about this subject again. And we look forward to the event coming up on October the 7th.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
All right. You're very welcome. You as well. All right. That is Lisa Miller with Out of the Darkness Walk Chattanooga. All right, Dr. Green, we are coming to a close. This has turned out to be the fastest hour in radio.
It always goes fast, doesn't it, Sean?
That it does. And any final words before we wrap up today's show?
Just want everybody to know, don't hold these feelings in. If you're suffering from depression or anxiety, thoughts of suicide, like Lisa was saying, please reach out, family, friends, talk to your healthcare provider. You know, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, text or call the numbers that Sean talked about. Please don't be silent.
Yeah, that is so right and good, very good advice. Of course, Ed Jones, the owner of Nutrition World and co-host of Vital Health Radio, will be back here again next week.
Probably.
And, well, we hope he will because he does a far better job than I do. And he's when you put you and he together, I know every Sunday morning I learn so much.
I'm just thinking he's at the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm sure he's missing being here this morning.
Absolutely.
But that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, right here on 98.1 The Lake, and we are a production from the Whitfield Media Group. I want to thank you for listening, and the guys will be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a healthy day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.